Listen up, all you late night Nighthawks. It's time for the most dangerous man on late night internet radio. It's Tyler Hollywood, and he's ready to bring you to the bad side.
What do they find the best result over?
I don't know what they find the best result about Bobby.
I find nothing about the law, Bobby.
Neither do I. I like Bobby.
I like Bobby a lot.
Yes, Bobby's are good.
I like vagina.
Vagina's good too.
People should simply not be allowed into the country unless they speak English. Period. Oh, and under no circumstances should they be allowed to drive taxis.
You come pay me for egg roll right now.
Oh, you do have me, Andy. What are you doing?
But you know you eat my egg roll too.
Speaking of, I'm gonna go brush my horse. And yes, that is a euphemism. Exactly, you baby.
I've never met anyone more wrong in my life.
And now, live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood. He's a revenue-generating and entertainment portion of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Hollywood.
No. No, please. No fanfare. We don't need cheering. We don't need happy people. Settle down. Please, no. Everybody, okay, right now, stop it. Sit down. Cut the music, thank you. Sit down. Especially you, sir. I have a question for you people out there. Actually, I have quite a few questions, but my first question is there a goddamn conspiracy out there against yours truly? Is there? I gotta tell you, lately, Talk Radio X is a radio station with a Tyler Hollywood problem. That problem being, you're not getting your daily dose of Tyler Hollywood. What is the conspiracy? There's gotta be one out there. I mean, let's think about this. 2.5 weeks ago, almost three, coming up Thursday. Wednesday, actually. Yours truly lost his internet connection. We'll get into that story in just a bit. Took 3 weeks to clear that up. There's rumors been going around that it was Sir Daryl from the Sir Daryl Radio Experience that was behind this. Sunni Muslims were supposedly behind this. But no, it was the ISP, the Internet Service Provider, that was leading the conspiracy charge. They're the ones that got me shut down. 3 weeks later, nearly 3 weeks later, I am back. And what do I find out today? The day I announce that I'm going to be back on air, special time, 10 p.m., somebody goes and screws with the high band here on our broadcast system. What is the conspiracy? I gotta know. I want to get to the bottom of this, and I want you to help me. I want you, the listeners out there, to give me a clue as to what you think is going on. Who should we go after? Who should we stab in the eye with a pin? Who should we, as one listener put it, stab somebody with a car? I don't understand that one. Oh, yes. Thank you, my dear, from Illinois, reminding me that I have to switch over to the call-in line. You, my dear, will get a bonus bell here as soon as I get switched over. Thank you. There's your bell. 661-349-8255. Give me 2 minutes to switch over to that line. oops, no, here we go. There it is. There's the host line right there. 661-349-8255 is the host line number here. You can get directly to yours truly, Tyler Hollywood, and give me your thoughts of the day. Who do you think is behind the conspiracy to keep yours truly off the internet airwaves? Off the radio airwaves? Because let's face it, I cannot be contained to the mere internet. I've got to be in other places. Some of those places, 1.fm. For all you new listeners out there, our newest listeners. How you doing? Welcome to the show. KTRX, the mighty, 1650 AM. Out there in McKinney, Texas. 99.9, the Crow. KQRO. There in North Dallas. And then, of course, we've got Detour Talk covering, get this, folks, Knoxville, Tennessee, Johnson City, Tennessee, Kingsport, Tennessee, and Bristol, Virginia. Just to name a few places. Tyler Hollywood is all over the place. Like he usually is when he's in a strip club. All over the place. But again, I ask you, what is the conspiracy? If I don't know how to stab someone with a car, you're not doing it right. I see. How do you stab somebody with a car? Do you have to be from Texas with those two big bullhorns? Is that what it is? Oh, I'm seeing, it's the Bigfootses that live in a field of wheat are behind the conspiracy. Their feet intimidated by the massive chin. Quite possibly. Kind of far-fetched. But quite possibly. What do we have on the list for conspiracies right now? We have Sir Daryl. We have Sunni Muslims. We have random terrorists. We have the ISP provider. Fair point. And a sub-theory to that is Karen at Fairpoint. We're going to talk about Karen in just a few minutes. And, of course, now Bigfoots that live in my field of wheat, which are intimidated by the massive chin, which right now I kind of lean towards. Because this is, look, that is intimidating, right? Huh? All right. as you can see, no co-host this evening. The chair is empty. I got a text around 8:34 p.m. Here it is right there. Says, things have come up, and she cannot make it to the show this evening. That is another disappointment. More of the conspiracy, I say. More of the conspiracy. Hey, quick news. A majority of Americans do not think President Barack Obama should win re-election. This according to a new Gallup poll. Gallup says that 51% of the registered voters surveyed say no, 46% say yes, and 3% just don't know. There's got to be a little percentage in there that just don't care. Because I know there's some apathetic assholes out there that just don't care. Now, while these numbers haven't changed much in recent months, we've seen it. It's been like around the 50-50 mark. Sometimes Obama's winning, sometimes Obama's losing. But there's plenty to worry now for the administration. 53% of self-described independents say Obama should not win another term in 2012, compared to 43% who say he should. That's almost a complete reversal of where independents stood on Obama's election in 2008, when swing vote moderates were the pivotal voting bloc and helped send Obama to the White House. Now, the defection of independents is part of a larger trend in which moderates have been expressing their dissatisfaction with the Democrats, as I like to call them, for months. With polls showing that the group leaning strongly toward the GOP ahead of this November's midterm elections. Here's the deal with this. It's not going to matter. Numbers like this aren't going to matter when it comes to 2012. Because if you have not heard, if you're not on board yet, you just don't realize what's going to happen on December 21st, 2012. No. It's not quite the end of the world, but it is the first day in the term of Tyler Hollywood, overlord of America. Little Neon Trees, 1983. I remember 1983. Seemed like only yesterday. So, June 2nd, which was a Wednesday, a couple of Wednesdays ago, I arrived, I believe, home from a trip to Waterbury, Vermont. I was actually at the Ben and Jerry's plant. And when I was ready to go. I had lots of things to talk about. And I got home that afternoon and fired up the old system to do some more research for the show and get the show prepared for the evening, the 9 p.m. time slot. And lo and behold, I've got no internet. None. Zilch. Zero. Nada. Big old goose egg. All right? So I thought to myself, well, maybe the internet is just down. Maybe it'll come back in a couple hours. So I went and did some things. I lived life. All right? Came back, still no internet. 9 o'clock comes and goes. I can't do a show. I tell people, hey, I got no internet. I can't do a show. What do you want me to do? Pull something out of my ass? I can't do that. So I decide, well, I will check tomorrow when I get up in the morning, and possibly we will have internet. It's at least a hope. June 3rd, I get up, which is a Wednesday. And I believe, let me check my dates. Thursday, I got nothing. So I decide to, while I'm at work, give a call to the Fairpoint people. These are the people that provide my internet service. That's why we call them ISPs, ladies and gentlemen. Internet service providers. Now, let me just tell you a little story about this company, Fairpoint. They're in trouble up here in the Northeast. They bought out Verizon, promising the government that they were able to handle such a huge takeover. Promising that they were ready to go. No, they weren't even close to ready to go. Number one, their customer service has got to be as atrocious as Comcast. Now, if you are regular listeners to the show, you know how much I just despise, deplore, and am disgusted with Comcast. And these people are riding a horse right behind it. Well, making a few rounds of calls, I find out that by mistake, my account has been shut down because I was responsible enough to send a change of notice card when I decided to stop using my P.O. box, which was starting to cost me $70 a year. $70 a year to stick mail in a little box. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we pay money to have mail delivered when we have a mailbox sitting outside the front of our driveway? Why do we do this to ourselves? I have no clue. Why do I do it? I had no clue either. I think it's because at the time I got the post office box, I was moving around. I had, you know, things going on in my life. There was turmoil. Things were changing, so I wasn't sure where I was going to live from one month to the next. So I got a P.O. box. But why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we hang on to it so long? How do we get away with hoarding a P.O. box? I haven't understood that. At any rate, I send in a change of address notice to Fairpoint. Well, actually, via the USPS.com website, the United States Postal Service, and of course they notify everybody that has ever sent me a frickin' bill. Any mail that I've been getting in there will be forwarded to my new address, which is my home address, which I've had forever. But see, someone down at Fairpoint received this information and punched up my name instead of my account, and they see Tyler Hollywood at a certain address, and then they see another Tyler Hollywood at a certain address, but they fail to see the DBA, meaning doing business as. And for some reason, they take these two accounts, they're looking at them, and they go, okay, change of address, here's his newest account, because this one was opened up on this date, and here is this account, which, just by coincidence, they'd received a check on March 29th, and it caught everything up at that point. They received this check, they posted it on the 29th, the same day they received this change of address notification. And what does this one person do? Thinking they're probably helping me out. Oh, we shouldn't be billing this guy anymore. She suspends the account on March 29th. Now, this is how bad their tech system is. This account is supposed to be suspended. No more internet. However, yours truly, for the last 2 months, has been giving you love just about every single night. But I wasn't supposed to. I shouldn't have had any kind of internet. So what's the problem? Some kind of breakdown. Some kind of breakdown. So I said to myself, well, what happened here? Why did I suddenly get internet shut off on June 2nd? Well, that was the disconnect date. Well, what the hell was March 29th? That was when your internet was suspended. Your old account was closed. And your old account, after internet was finally disconnected, was deleted. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, deleted? Now, the woman I was talking to at this point said, well, I can't make heads or tails of these notes. I really don't know. If you'd paid your bill, none of this would have happened. I said, well, excuse me? That's what I was doing today. I missed 1 month because of my taxes. My last payment came to you on the 29th. I was fresh on the 29th. And I know how they charge. They charge for the month you haven't even used yet. So I'm talking to this woman. Her name's Karen. And yes, I'm going to throw her under the bus. Karen says to me that she can't make heads or tails of the notes. All I want to do is pay off whatever I owe, if that's what it is, so I can turn my internet back on. And she goes, let me give you to somebody who can help you with that. I said, your customer service, how come you can't take a payment? I can, but I can't understand these notes. I don't know why you were shut off. I said, all right, well, if you're not going to be able to help me, send me to somebody who can. I would like to talk to your supervisor. No, I'll just hand you over to somebody else. I said, no, I want to talk to your supervisor. Well, you're not going to get talked to him today. I said, I want to talk to your supervisor, and she hung up on me. I called back, and I said, I would like to talk to someone in charge of your area, of these customer service calls. I want to talk to a supervisor. So they gave me a supervisor. And I said, look, sir, and I told him the whole story again. I said, all I want to do is make a payment so I can become current, so you can turn my internet back on. I need this done now. Oh, I can easily take your payment, sir. Fantastic. Can you take a check over the phone? Yes, sir. Fantastic. Let's do it. Gave him all the information. He made all the right payments and everything like that. He says, okay, sir, I'll show you current. I said, good, turn on the internet. And he goes, I can't do that. WTF, why not? Why can't you turn on my internet? It just takes you 2 seconds to throw a switch over there to play with the leads. Yet, it's going to take an act of frickin' Congress to turn it on now that I've made a payment. Well, sir, according to these notes here, your account was suspended on March 29th because you closed it, and then on the 2nd, when you lost your connection, it was disconnected and your account deleted. I said, so wait a minute. My account was deleted, supposedly suspended on the 29th, yet I just paid you 2 months to come current, and you're saying I shouldn't even have internet on March 29th or April 1st. Well, I'm trying to figure out these notes. Let me see if I can do some digging. Oh, my God. So this guy suckers me for 2 freaking months. then tells me he can't turn on my internet because I no longer have an account. Then how the hell did he apply that 2 months worth of payment? So when he got back on the phone, I said, you know, excuse me. I have a question. Karen couldn't answer my questions, and she couldn't make heads or tails of the note. From what I understand, you can't understand what's going on. There's too many people involved in this, and now you're telling me that even though I just made 2 months worth of payments, 2 months that I think I shouldn't have had to pay, you can't turn my internet back on. Because I suddenly have no account, yet you just applied 2 months worth of payments to that account. Give me an answer. And he just stumbled around and he couldn't figure out what was going on. I said, you know what? You got a boss too, don't you? Well, yes, sir, I do. I said, then let me talk to him. Well, can I take your number so he can call you back? No. I'm going to wait right here. You know what? You are a phone service provider, an internet service provider, and God knows what else. You got a phone system that you can, you know, easily connect one department with another. You do that, sir. And you get it done now. Well, of course, I was on hold for about 5 or 7 minutes, running out of charge on the old cell phone, running around town trying to find my charger, because I couldn't remember where the hell I left it. Finally get home, plug in my charger, and Tim gets on the phone. Good afternoon, sir. How can I help you? I said, Tim, are you sitting down? Well, yes, sir, I am. I said, good, because I got a long effing story for you. And, of course, I relayed all the information that you now have in your earlobes. And that was, of course, the story. First and foremost, I told him I was very unhappy with Karen and her snotty attitude. And if anyone had the right to smack somebody in the back of the head and say, shut up, Dinozo, do your job, it would be you, Tim, and that would be to Karen. Because Karen's on my shit list, Tim. Tim understood my frustrations. And then I told him about Karen's supervisor, Neil, or whatever his name was. I can't even remember. I don't even want to remember. And I said, Tim, you know what I'd like? I would like some service. I would like some good service. I am in the retail business. I understand how important customer service is, and I would like some right now. Can you help me, Tim? And he goes, I'm going to try my hardest, sir. Can I take a look at your account and see what these notes are that Karen can't figure out? I said, you do that. And he goes, would you mind holding, or would you like me to give you a call? He says, I need about 5 or 10 minutes. I said, I tell you what, if you need 10 minutes, you take your 10 minutes and you call me back. But Tim, if you don't call me back, I'm going to take all my business. My business, and my personal business with you folks. And I'm going home. I'm going somewhere else, Tim. So I better be getting a call. Tim said, promised me he'd give me a call. 10 minutes later, Tim did indeed give me a call. Thank you, Tim, for calling back. Now, Tim had studied my account and finally was able to tell me that, yeah, it looks like there was a mistake. The account was shut down. Back on the 29th, it was suspended because it looked like somebody put in a change of address, saw your new account, which was your business account, sir, and put the wrong two and two together and closed out your account. Now, why did I continue to receive bills, Tim? Well, that I can't answer. I said, okay. Would you be able to answer if you did more work on this? And he goes, well, no, because I think you received bills incorrectly. If your account was suspended, you received bills incorrectly. So am I going to be credited for that, Tim? Because I made a payment today to bring that account up to date. And now you're telling me that I didn't even need to pay that. So now what do we do about my internet, Tim? Because, you know, I have a radio show to run. I've got a business to run via the internet. Granted, I have internet back at the office, but that's not going to help me at home. He says, well, sir, let me give you to Randy. He's my best tech organizer. And I'm going to give you to Randy. unfortunately, and he says, I got to be honest here, we're not going to be able to turn you on tonight. As a matter of fact, it's going to be about 5 to 7 working days. Of course, I wasn't very happy, but what am I going to do? I can't get any more mad than I was. I said, Tim, this does not sound good to me. This I don't like this. And he goes, well, let me just give you to Randy. Randy's going to talk you through this. He's going to expedite things. Maybe we can have you up by next week. But he says, I have to quote you the 5 to 7 business days. I said, all right, Tim, I appreciate what you can do. Give me to Randy. Long story short, Randy was able to get all my information, save my old phone number to boot, and he says, we're going to try to do this as fast as we possibly can. We're going to expedite this, get all the information in tonight, so I can put it in tomorrow, and from there, it may take 5 to 7 days, but we're going to try to do our best. Thank you, Randy. He was actually one to actually answer most of my questions, except, of course, for the reason why. Why does it take a simple throwing of a switch to turn off your internet, or in the case of Comcast, if you were with me 3 years ago, we went through this thing. All it takes is a switch. To throw the switch and suddenly you don't get a signal. You don't get service anymore. Yet, for some reason, it takes, as I said earlier, an act of Congress or an act of God to turn things back on. What happens when an account gets deleted? What happens? Where does that information go? Why does it take 7 working days to put information back into a computer when you could just do it right there? Huh? Why does it take 7 working days to do that? And this was a Friday. A Friday morning is when it was going to start. That's one day. Then I have to wait the 2 weekend days. That doesn't count. Then I've got to wait the next 5 days or 6 days. Then again, the weekend. That doesn't count again. It's the next Monday after that, folks. From the 4th to the 14th is 7 working days. What? Are you high? It takes that long to set up an account and throw a goddamn switch? You got my name punched in. You got my phone number all set up. You got the information in front of you. Hell, you got 2 free fucking months out of me. Give me my goddamn service. But no. The 14th comes and goes, and I get Karen again. Karen says, sir, it's 5 to 7 working days. And I said, well, hello, we're there. We're at 10 days, 7 of them are working days, Karen. Well, sir, again, if you paid your bill in the first place, you wouldn't have... Karen, you're not understanding something here. I've talked to Tim. Tim told me all about it. Somebody like you, Karen, made a mistake and don't want to admit to it. You don't want to fess up to it. Was it you, Karen? Was it you that canceled my account because for some reason you didn't like me? Karen? Was it you? No, probably not. But see, you're just instigating an argument. Oh, am I? Click. What did you just do, Karen? You hung up on me. You little bitch. If you could hear a hand squeezing around a phone, you would have heard it that particular day. Squeezing the life out of Karen vicariously. Karen went to the very top of the shit list. I called and said, I want to talk to this guy named Tim. Apparently he's some kind of regional manager there. May I speak to him? Sure. Took about 5 minutes, but Tim gets on the phone. I said, Tim, do you remember me? My name is Tyler Hollywood. And we talked about my account a couple of weeks ago. You gave me to Randy. Remember that? And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, I have a complaint to lodge against Karen. Now, today is the 7 days.
7 business days, and I should have internet, and it's not up yet. Now, if there's some kind of delay, that's fine. Can I at least be told? And he looks at the account, and he says, well, I know Randy's still working on it, and he made an update today, but the technician hasn't got it yet. I said, well, I thought Randy was your best technician, organizer, or whatever it was. Well, he is. He's the one that makes sets up a lot of the accounts. He's like a troubleshooter. I said, okay, well, you tell Randy to start troubleshooting my goddamn internet and tell me where the fuck it is. Tim was understandably upset that I was using the F word. And he says, well, sir, let's just see if we can't get you some answers here. But, five to seven business days is an estimate. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that I've lost my internet on June 2nd. It is now June 14th, okay? 12 days later, I still have no internet. I have no service at all. I can't make an emergency phone call to 911 because I have no goddamn service. Why, Tim? This is one question I would like answered, Tim. Is there a reason why? And again, I state, I'm going to pound this into your head, Tim, until you're blue in the face, why things can't get done as fast setting something up as it is turning something off. It's almost like losing weight, Tim. You can put it on real fast, but it takes forever to take it off. Why is it the negative stuff always happens just like that, and the positive stuff takes so long? In a world of technology that moves us faster through our world, through our life, things are supposed to be faster, things are supposed to be quicker, yet it takes 12 days to set me up on internet, Tim. Why? It's just the way things are working here at Fairpoint. Well, Tim, I'll tell you what. If my internet is not up by the time I return from work at the end of the week, I have to reiterate that my business is going to go elsewhere. And Tim, if you take a look at my business account and you add that up with my personal account, that's quite a bit of money every month that you're suddenly not going to get. And guess what? Karen's not going to be able to get paid, the poor little snit. So two things, Tim. I want Randy to work on my account this week and get it up and running by the time I get home on Thursday evening. And I want Karen to write me some kind of apology letter, or if she wants to quit her job, I want to see her paperwork or hear from you, Tim, by Monday the 21st, that Karen has been relieved, been suspended, or made to write that letter, or just decided she wouldn't want to work there anymore. I want to hear it from you, Tim. Now, here it is, 10:52 p.m., 10:53 now, on Monday, June 21st, and I have yet to hear from Tim. Now, I fully expect that tomorrow I either get a call or I get an email from Karen apologizing her sweet little hiney off to yours truly, Tyler Hollywood. By the way, just a side note here to end the story, as it will now be now known, going down in history as the story. Randy was able to get my account updated on Thursday, sent me a little email saying, Tyler, promise you, tomorrow afternoon, your internet will be up. I said, I'll send an email and said, thank you, Randy. I'll believe it when I see it. I got home Friday afternoon. I still had no internet. I made another round of calls. I said, hi, waiting. Woman says, hey, supposed to be done last night, actually. Don't know what happened. Let me make a couple of calls. 5:01 p.m. on Friday, the 18th, a whole 16 days after yours truly was ejected from the world of the internet at home, my little green Skype button blinked to life, and then and there I knew I was back. But see, this story, ladies and gentlemen, this story, this epic adventure is not close to being over. We'll be right back to end this show.
Welcome back to where I'm gonna have you. Shell shock, fall back, anyone I see through. Watch your head spin like a mesocycle.
Yeah, I have a listener over here that's been chirping in at me. I just caught up with them all. Yeah, I would have to say Fairpoint is as useless as Mark Hulburn's jock strap, if Mark Hulburn even decides to wear a jock strap. Thank you. Shiny toy guns with a ricochet. 10:57 here in the PM here on the East Coast. I am Tyler Hollywood coming to you live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood, somewhere out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in choppy weather, I might add, this evening. But not a big deal. Wrapping up this story, I just had a question from Jim out in Texas. Jim asked, geez, I hope you got paid back for this. Well, Jim, here's the thing. I was able to get, one thing I failed to mention when I was talking to Tim, 3 free months, okay? And I thought the 3 free months were basically going to cover my aggravation. But see, I don't feel it does, Jim. And here's why. Number one, I should not even been charged for those 2 months. So there goes 2 months already. I should have gotten that money back, okay? So if you want to consider that me getting my money back, yeah, I will in a way. I will get my money back in a way because of the 3 months. All right? But to me, that's not getting the 3 free months. I think I should get 3 free months on top of that. And you know what? Let's throw in a fourth because this month here, June, pretty much shot. Wouldn't you say? I mean, here it is the 21st. Granted, I got it back 3 days ago, but the 21st. That's pretty much most of the month. You know what? You, Fairpoint, can eat that. I'm going to go back to Tim, especially if I don't get this letter from Karen or some kind of news about Karen quitting. I'm going to go back to these guys. I'm going to say, you know what? I want more free time.
What do you know?
I know a lot. Trust me. I know who to talk to. I know where to go. Folks, we're just about out of time. I wish I had more time with you. But we're going to be back here live tomorrow night on the bad side with a whole lot more. Jorn Vandersloot, you are on Tyler's Tirade Hit List tomorrow on the bad side. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you then.
On top of the chain and safe from the rain.
What do you know?
What you know about the ways of the underside?
What do you know?
My yesterday ain't got a penny.
What do you know?
Don't you know about the ways on the underside?